The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it is available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally is also the health correspondent for Parade, the former editor of Money and George magazines. He is a senior advisor to healthcare.com, and he detects quite frequently. And here he is. Hi, Frank. Without further ado.
I detect I've got a problem, and I think it's a common problem. So I want to talk about the many ways that we can control high blood pressure, and therefore you're reducing your risk for heart attack or God forbid, a stroke. So here's why I want to talk about it. Odds are about a third of our listeners have high blood pressure, and about half don't have it under control. And in many cases, people are not even aware that they have a blood pressure problem. And I was one of those people until last week. And as I described in my last broadcast, during a regular checkup about 10 days ago at my oncologist's office, so that adds some stress, but still, at Memorial Sloan Kettering, I ran four readings at really astronomical levels. I mean, it was 180 over 100, 200 over 106. I mean, these numbers are considered a medical crisis. So, and something I've been trying to do, get resolved as soon as I saw those readings. I've never had numbers like that before. But the fact is, I haven't really been checking very carefully. And I think this is very common, among many people. I've been taking a medicine. It's called Irbesartan, and I've been taking it for years, and it's held my blood pressure down, you know, to around 135 over 80, somewhere around there. And that's not perfect. It's not 120 over 80, the benchmark, but it's okay, and it's been very steady. But I stopped checking at home with my blood pressure monitor. I've got one. I'll describe a little in detail in a minute. So I've got this blood pressure monitor, but I stopped using it because, hey, I didn't have a blood pressure problem, right? And then along comes the pandemic, and I skip my regular in-person doctor checkups where the nurse comes in and takes your blood pressure. We're doing a lot of telehealth where that's not possible with the devices I have. So since that scare, I've been working very closely with my family doctor back in New York and my heart doctor, also back in New York, to get my pressure down to somewhere around 130 over 80. But so far, we're not quite there. I mean, we doubled my Irbesartan to 150 milligrams a day. That's common. And that helps your blood flow more freely through your arteries and therefore, you know, reduce the pressure. But I'm still kind of averaging, you know, like 145 over 80, and I've had, you know, several readings that were above 150 over 90, that's not good. So yesterday we added a diuretic. So it's going to allow me to literally, we hope, pee away about 5 to 10 blood pressure points. We hope.
How does that work?
Yeah, well, we're trying to literally get rid of extra salt in my body. But even though we don't have my blood pressure under control yet, we do not, I'm being very honest about that. But I still think there are lessons for our listeners in what I'm doing. So, Jilly, are we ready for a little step-by-step advice, or do you have any questions about my current dilemma?
No, I am curious about the diuretic and how the how you balance when they add more when they up your dose. I'm curious how it's balanced out, basically.
Well, it's a tricky dance, and we're in the middle of it now. So first we just upped the Irbesartan, hoping that would solve it. That's twice as much as I normally take, but that didn't move the needle at all. So then my family doctor, and with consultation with my heart doctor, said, all right, let's add this diuretic, which I added yesterday afternoon. And, of course, I immediately started peeing, but I didn't get a great reading yet. I took it again. You take that one in the morning, for obvious reasons. You don't want to you don't want to be getting up four or five times in the middle of the night. So I just took my second dose right before we came on the radio. So let's see if that works. We may have to juggle some more things. And I'm now, you know, monitoring my blood pressure very regularly. So, and here's a trick to that. You do it in the morning when you wake up, and you do it before dinner. After dinner, your blood pressure tends to go down. So you want those two readings at least, and that's on a steady basis for about a week. That'll give you a good sense of what your average blood pressure is. So my doctors are waiting for me to build up this data. I would urge all listeners, please, if you are over 35, invest $50 in a wrist blood pressure monitor, or even $90 in a device that fits over your upper arm, you know, very much like the nurse uses in a doctor's office. You can probably find them even cheaper. Omron is a pretty good brand. I know CVS carries it. And you can, I'm sure you can get it, and maybe better than $50 or $90. Then use it. Okay? Use it very regularly, at least until you get some stable readings and you're confident about where your blood pressure stands and how you're being treated if you need treatment. I would say at least a week. My doctors are saying at least a week.
Okay.
So, because your blood pressure bounces around, it's crazy all day long. So, that's why you need to check it at regular times, and the best times are when you wake up and then before dinner. You can check during the day if you know, concerned about it the way I am. But those are the two key numbers that the doctors look at. What's your pressure when you wake up, and what's your pressure before you have dinner? Now, we've all heard normal blood pressure, right? It's 120 over 80. Well, yeah, but as we age, that average tends to get higher. For example, there are studies that show that the average blood pressure for men over 65 is about 144 over 77. So if you get a number like that, you're kind of average. For women, it's better. It's 131 over 77. I would love to be a woman over 65 with 131 over 77, let me tell you. Now, if you're running higher numbers, right? You got your device, you're checking it, and you're running higher numbers than that, especially if you're younger than 65, call your doctor. Give them a ring. Now, I've said this many times, Jill. I cannot say it enough. If you do not have a doctor, you can get on the phone. Get a doctor. You can get on the phone. You don't need to be rushing into his office, but you do need the consultation. He's got to be available to you. My doctor here in Sharon that I've used from time to time, he handed me his home phone number when he said hello. That's the kind of doctor you want. Now, I'm talking to both my family doctor back in New York, my heart doctor back in New York. I'm talking to them every day, and in some cases more than once a day, as we're trying to coordinate the changes. I'm not doing anything that the other one doesn't know. So we're all on the same team. Now, doctors aside, got that one? You got a doctor, you can get on the phone, and you're doing it. All right, here are a bunch of things you can do on your own to control your blood pressure. Let's see how many think about what you're doing, and can you do more? First, you can exercise more. Now, you don't have to go crazy. I mean, many, many studies show it's about 40 minutes of vigorous exercise. It could be gardening, but you got to sort of break a sweat four times a week, okay? Not every day, but you really get out there about 40 minutes at least every other day. That can lower your blood pressure alone by 4%. So if you're at 150, you're down to now 144. That's more manageable. I walk my marvelous Samoyed Mishka an hour a day on the rail trail. So I think I got that one covered, and I enjoy the walks. You can try to lose 5 or 10 pounds. Now, we've all added that weight in the pandemic. At least many of us have. And now that alone can knock down your pressure by 3 or 4 points, even if it's just 5 pounds. And now, diets do not work for me. Carol and I try to eat very sensibly. I've controlled my weight historically through exercise. But I say, Jill, how do you control your weight? How do you keep it stable?
I just pretty much eat the same thing, same amount.
The same amount?
Yeah.
And how much exercise do you get?
Same amount. I exercise. I just do the same thing every day.
Yeah. Well, that's boring. See, that's what Carol does too. I mean, she doesn't do anything extra except, you know, she's on her feet a lot, cooking and gardening and whatever. And so, yeah, as long as you have, but look, if you gain an extra 5 pounds or so, think about, you know, summer's coming, you'll eat more salads, you know, that kind of thing.
Sure.
You can cut back on sugar, cut back on carbs. Now, that's another 4 points. And this one, you know, I can do better on this because I when I have my coffee in the morning, and not every day, but I have it, I add sugar to it. I could add less sugar. I could eliminate the sugar. I really should. I can eat less ice cream. I think at one point we had 14 pints working in the freezer. My grandchildren had a lot of fun making fun of me. So I could eat less ice cream. Certainly, you consume less salt. I mean, you've got to really focus in on that. And when I had this reading, this 200 over 106 crisis reading, the doctors and the nurses kept asking me, what did I eat the night before? Did you have a high salt meal? That could explain it. They kept saying, did you have Chinese food? I didn't have Chinese food. Did you eat in a restaurant? Restaurants add more salt than we do at home. No question about
right.
that.
Right, and just in prepared foods, too. But that's not...
And prepared, and absolutely, and prepared foods, which, again, we don't go near,
right.
You know, to as much as we can. All I had was, I had the night before, basic pasta norma. That's penne with roasted eggplant and ricotta. It's absolutely delicious. Carol makes it fabulously, and we didn't, you know, we don't add salt to our food, so, and avoid, and certainly processed foods we stay away from.
Right, and now, the thing that is, I'm just going to throw this out, and this is why you mm-hmm. have to obviously work with somebody, and you are, and this is for everybody, is because the fact that it just, that it had been managing, it's not that you change so radically over time. It was, because when you went for your, when you had your eye done, it was mm-hmm. a little high, but it wasn't that high.
That's correct.
So there's
yeah, that's correct.
So something, you know, it's not that you suddenly started reacting to pasta norma.
No, that's well. That's see, one day is an anomaly,
right.
But it's alarming, and they don't want you walking around 180
sure.
over 100. That's for sure. That needs attention. But one reading, one bad reading alone, even that 4 times in a row, is something that's okay. Let's now focus on that. Now, listeners have heard this a million times. Okay, if you're still smoking, please don't smoke. I mean, it hardens your arteries. Your pressure is going to go up. I've never smoked. Okay, and partly because my father smoked 3 packs of cigarettes a day until he had his second heart attack. That would have killed him at age 65. But the attack came, it floored him in a county building right outside a nurse's office. They rushed out and saved his life. And he lived another 24 years. He didn't die until he was 89. Okay? But it took 2 heart attacks to get it through his skull that he shouldn't be smoking. So don't get yourself in a situation where a heart attack is what convinces you. Stop smoking. Also, you can consume less alcohol, less caffeine. Caffeine, I've got under control. I didn't even have coffee every morning, just most mornings, but not every. And out in a restaurant, I'll have decaf. Alcohol is another story.
You want your
wine
vino.
With dinner 6 nights out of 7. The other night, I have a beer. Look, it's one of my life's pleasures. I could try to cut back a little bit, but this is not going to be easy for me. It's something I would say to everybody. You don't need to do every one of these things. If you can do most of them and the others not get it out of control, it's going to help you. And another thing, and people don't realize this, sleep at least 7 hours a night. Get between 7 and 9 hours. That's fine. Okay. We did a study back at Reader's Digest. It was terrific. We asked people what they actually did last night. Now, how many hours do you usually sleep? You don't get good information. How many hours did you sleep last night? Here's what we learned. Americans sleep less than 7 hours a night on average. That's not healthy at all. And honestly, it's one of the reasons we have so many people with high blood pressure. So get your regular sleep. Finally, as best you can, try to reduce the stress in your life. I mean, you can go to yoga class. You can learn to meditate. But you don't have to go to those lengths. you could just sit down and make sure you listen to music for 20, 30 minutes a day and enjoy it. Get a good book and read it. Maybe just go out and take that long walk. I did it yesterday. Cuddle with your cats and dogs. That honestly lowers your blood pressure. So I'm curious again, Jill, you've got a stressful job. You're running the smallest NPR station in the nation. What do you do to reduce your stress?
Have the odd hissy fit. I've got this cat that's wrecking the house. So that's good to yell at.
That doesn't sound like it reduces stress.
No, but it's just, the animals and outside. And again, laugh and enjoy yourself. And you have got to appreciate the ridiculous, because otherwise you're not going to get very far.
Yeah. People actually say, turn on the TV, don't put on a spy thing or a thriller or a
murder. Don't turn on the TV. Get away from your computer.
Or shut it off.
But what I would say is, because what people don't focus on enough, and of course we're going to run out of time, is the vibration, the actual frequency that comes out of the screens and so forth is not conducive to relaxation. So that's a whole other thing. So I'm going to go with grab a book or pet your cat or get a cat or get a dog or go outside and dig in the ground or, just give yourself a time out and you'll find that in a lot of cases your stress level goes down.
Well, I'm going to go test this today, Jill, because I'm going to plant my strawberries.
Okay.
I bought a bunch of them at Paley's yesterday. I'm going to go plant my strawberries and so – got some other flowers, and that'll be my gardening exercise. Then I'm going to take a long walk with Mishka, and then my kids are coming up for the weekend, so that should be fun.
We'll see what happens. We'll be very interested I want the blood pressure specs after each one of those events.
Yeah, but listeners, don't ignore your blood pressure. Please go buy one of those Omron blood pressure monitors. Go check it out. Make sure you're okay. Chances are you are. But if you're not, get help.
Thank you, Frank, the healthcare detective and senior advisor to healthcare.com. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also, look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now, available online, in store, and on my desk.